Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner operator of this podcast. With me today is my dad as we talk about week two, a review week one of the NFL and preview week two of the NFL. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
Great, great, great. Well, let's start off with week one. What'd you notice? What caught your eye this week? Aside from Antonio Brown's foot in the Browns kicker's face.
Yeah, that was perfectly placed, and it was like ballet. I mean, he took the leap, and he focused, and, the follow-through. So, I gave him a 9.5.
I think that was good. That was good. And he got him pretty square right in the face. I think it would have been better if he got him in the chest.
Well, I know they're enforcing hands to the face.
Not feet to the face.
Nobody said feet to the face. I mean, you got to be creative in this league.
Now, it would have been a really fun play had he gotten over the kicker. That would have been one of those, whoop, look at him go.
Right.
But now he just foot to the face. So I thought that was fun. Breeze in the Superdome, Georgia
Atlanta.
Dome. Yeah. I was surprised that, I figure even though they're on the road, it's still a dome.
That was my best bet.
They always do well.
Surprise.
But who knew that Matt Ryan, well.
Matty Ice. I apologize to him because I really been down on him and down on the whole team. Didn't expect anything.
No.
So that was fantastic. Of course, everyone will say, oh, well, that was at home. But, I mean, it was great. Everything worked out well.
And they lit up that defense that's supposed to be pretty good this year. And all of a sudden, wow.
Yeah, well, Ryan defense gave up 448 in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, ixnay on that team. Actually, there's only two teams I saw play any defense, really.
Who's that?
I mean, I'm thinking that Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time, yeah.
And Texans.
And, yeah. And that's even with the loss of Clowney. Because Clowney went down.
But it was also against Gumby-led Washington team. We have to describe now as the Washington team.
I'll still say Redskins, because, you've been a Redskin fan all of my life that I've been alive.
Since George Allen.
Yeah. So I'm, the same way that Daniel Snyder says he's not going to change the name because of how it connects to his father's when he was a kid and
tradition.
All that sort of stuff. Yes. So for me, that's why I still say Redskins,
Can you just say skins?
Well, I don't know.
You could say
potatoes, redskin potatoes. Yeah, redskin potatoes. You can call them that. Why not?
Wow.
That's
encouraging.
The potatoes have redskin. Yeah, well, that's the joke online. People change the logo to a plate. It's the same. If you look from afar, it's the same logo. But when you look up close, it's a redskin potato on a plate.
Great idea.
And there's like green beans and peas and stuff like that. So it changes it just slightly. The NFC East is, it's bad.
It's weak.
The Giants losing, I'm surprised they even had any chance in that game against Detroit.
Now, how long till they can him?
Who, Coughlin?
No, not Coughlin. McAdoo?
McAdoo.
Is that his name? Isn't he offensive coordinator?
Guy who installed the West Coast offense?
I think it was McAdoo.
I think you're right, McAdoo.
How long? Because he looks clueless, and the quarterback looks clueless, and Tom is just...
I'm wondering why Tom would go with a West Coast offense, because he's an offense, which is hard to believe. You'd never think that a hard-nosed guy like Tom Coughlin would be an offensive coach. Like the same way when you think about Lombardi, you would never think of Lombardi he was once an offensive coordinator.
Well, I mean, I know all head coaching is preparation and, and all that.
Right.
But Coughlin takes it to an extreme limit, always did. I'm sure it bothers him, this collective bargaining agreement. You really can't have the time to change over total concepts of teams. Mm-hmm. And you got a guy like Eli who spent how many years, 11 or whatever it might be. with one offensive coordinator.
Something like nine.
Okay. So, like, you know, that's forever in that league. And then you get comfortable, and all of a sudden, yeah, okay, I welcome something new. And then it's just not transferring into reality.
Eli's an old horse. You know, somebody like Peyton, who, you know, he left.
Well, you see the hand signals? He's looking at his hand like there was, like, somebody wrote crayon or something on his arm.
Well.
I mean, I don't know, you know, you can see that nobody's in sync there.
No, they're not.
It's comical, really.
Look, there have been rumors about Eli's presence as a mental midget, but, you know, to see it on the field like that, it's still surprising. I was really surprised that they got that much out of that game.
Well,
I'm
sure in the backyard, his big brother always, you know, made the decisions.
Well, sure. Well, he basically runs an offense. He did it in Indianapolis for a while, and now he's pretty much doing it there. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you could go from team to team. You see these guys who go somewhere else, and they still have success.
Mom liked Peyton the best.
Well, I think that's true. I love that he, when they asked him, like, at first, you know, after he won the two Super Bowls, in an interview, you know, what really got to you? And he talks about this one sign that the Giants fan put up in his rookie season that said, Eli's adopted. And and he said that one really got to him. He's like, oh, really? So, but yeah, like, they put up the stats, like, him against Stafford. You know, Eli's been in the league twice as long, but he's nowhere close to Stafford in terms of, you know, yardage and obviously the two rings.
And you start a team tomorrow. Who are you taking between those two?
Stafford.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just the ability. I mean, but in the end, he's got two rings, you know.
Does Megatron come with him?
Not necessarily.
No, really?
No, I think Golden Tate could
you're
do pretty well.
Starting a team tomorrow.
Well, I would take...
You're taking Megatron.
As a wide receiver, yes. Absolutely. I'm taking, yes, so that's big. And then, boy.
Well, the Vikings, big news.
Wow, they really took it to St. Louis. I didn't think St. Louis was going to win that game, but really Minnesota put that stamp. That NFC North might be a little bit stronger than we think. You know, the Packers had a bad game in Seattle. I mean, there was no way that they were going to win or even compete in that game in Seattle.
No defense either.
No defense. They were playing the world champs, you know.
Don't test Sherman. You let him go uncontested.
Yeah.
The whole game.
Yeah. Well, look at how Revis for a while wasn't being tested. You know, you look at all the guys he shut down. Why throw over there when you have so many other options?
Well, they ran for Dolphins ran for 191, so I guess he got some tackling practice.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And I was so happy to see that Patriots are the only one in the AFC East without a win. Oh, it's great.
It's sweet.
And Brady was shut out in the second half.
Yeah, he didn't look accurate.
A lot of problems.
Yeah.
I really hope that he sticks to his quote, I'll retire when I suck. Guess what, Brady? You sucked last week. Hopefully you can do it a couple more weeks in a row and you can take a seat.
We'll learn the name of that backup.
Yeah. I don't even know, because they traded Mallett. So now you can't even say it's Mallett, somebody else. So, yeah, there were some pretty good games on Sunday, and even Monday night, the late-night game, Arizona.
Oh, I stayed up for that.
I couldn't. I just can't.
Well, it was just so exciting.
Well, that is true.
Up by 11. I mean, how many times can the San Diego team collapse? I mean, they get these leads they can't hold on to.
Yeah. No, it's true.
So that was very exciting.
That is true. I will tell you, I really think ESPN should think about moving the regular Monday night game to 7:30.
But the drive ended for San Diego. Second and two, third and two, fourth and two. They just overwhelmed them.
Mm-hmm. That's a good defense. That's a good defense Bruce Arians got down there. You know?
Well, you know what's very encouraging is to finally see a coach that goes all out at the end.
Yeah.
Instead of prevent defense that prevents the win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was no backing off there, keeping things in front, read and react, none of that nonsense.
Yeah. Look, if Arizona can keep this up, I mean, that's a three-horse race for the NFC West. But it's only week one. It's still kind of early.
Right.
You know, I'll touch on it a little bit, the Ray Rice situation, you know, because it just came out, the Ray Rice video.
Well, I want to know the name of the new commissioner. electric.
Yeah, well, that's my question.
Can we name him?
Well, I wanted to ask you a couple of things. So first,
he makes $14 million a year tax free.
Right.
Because it's a non-profit organization. Anyway.
You know, talking heads aside, because you can go anywhere else and you can hear this hit over the head.
Right.
But let's just talk about it in really simple things. Does Goodell not skate, but does he survive this?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Now, I can't think of any other commissioner that's ever stepped down. You know, Bart was...
Well, it's hard to give up, you know. That's great parking.
Well,
you know,
who is it?
A lot of perks over there.
I know, but you hear about, like, Bart Giamatti, the former baseball commissioner.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah.
He died in office.
Right,
that Faye Vincent came in. But,
yeah.
I mean, there's not... Everybody else just steps down on their terms. Tagliabue stepped down on his terms.
Well, you know...
So, like, is this going to be...
Yeah, because the gotcha thing is, he said he met with Ray Rice and his now
and
wife.
And his wife.
And his son. So what are they talking about? Where to go out to dinner and this and that?
No.
I mean, so like, so he didn't see the tape. I probably not. Who would want to see that? You want
plausible deniability.
So you want that, right?
Plausible deniability.
So, but he tells him he hit it with an open, with a closed fist. I mean, I thought I heard that reported.
Yeah,
so
something like that.
So that's true. So you know what went on in there.
Yeah.
So now, of course, not a politician, so I'm going to backtrack. How'd he get the sweetheart deal in Atlantic County? You know, so... You know, so. But first of all, OJ, Ray Rice, you know, don't go to Vegas or Atlantic City. They do have cameras, and they do use them, and they're not fuzzy.
That is true. That's very
true. Now, TMZ, I want to hire those people. Is there a number I can contact them? Because they always get the goods where...
You can find them really easy. They're easy to find, but no, they
put them on the job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're saying that it's likely because that happened at Revel, and Revel here in Atlantic or in New Jersey at Atlantic City is out of business. So they're thinking maybe it's a disgruntled employee, you know, who's like, well, this place is closing down.
Not one that sees that maybe this could be valuable in the future.
Well, yeah, but if it's closing down, kind of...
That sounds like the company released that information, you know, disgruntled. Yeah.
Right.
Not somebody just looking to make a buck, something the Revel couldn't do.
Right, that's true. Now, Ray, I mean, you look around the league. Look at Michael Vick. Michael Vick's probably the best
example.
Yeah,
but he served time.
Right, well...
I know
Vic served time in jail, and Rice isn't likely to.
He paid his due.
So will he be back, A, and B, will it take...
No, he was bad last year. They were taking him out, goal line situations, he had didn't he have fumbles and yards for no
Something like
no
that.
Game?
He wasn't good last year.
Carries for no game?
Now, as a running back, he is...
Over the hill.
Well, he's subject to a lot more punishment. But let's say it takes 2 years.
I think that story's over.
You don't think even with those 2 years off to let his body rest?
No, you're going
to
see him. And where's Ray now?
Fair enough.
And then he'll be loading trucks for UPS if he can pass the background check by the time they're done with him.
Hey, you're Ray Rice. Sorry, we don't have a job here. Sorry. It's not going to look good.
Ray's not here.
Change your name to Raymond Noodles.
Yeah, Ray Lewis, Ray Rice. You know. You gotta be
Ray Lewis? They were asking commentary.
Yeah, where's the white suit? Did they ask any of those questions?
Probably not.
No, well, that's the problem here. But here's the difference. Am I going to watch the game Sunday?
Yes.
Yes. Will it matter if Ray Rice?
No,
it didn't. So it doesn't. It didn't. Focus on the prize, which is the money, which is me sitting in front of the screen with millions of others.
I agree. Look, if you know they're talking about this is going to take a hit with women fans, and I can understand why, but at the same time, this you know the if it,
oh,
it's
so all the other beatdowns didn't. This TMZ's got some power.
It's only about the most highly publicized case. Remember, Dante Stallworth is still in the league. He killed a person. There's a person dead because of Dante Stallworth. He's still playing.
Yep.
You know,
well,
and you look
who's
at
the guy in the Cowboys who, you know, unfortunately, the drunk driving and a teammate died. Isn't he back
practicing with the team? Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, well, what's up with that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like Ted Kennedy. You want him driving your daughter home? You know, are you going to call Lyft or Uber or one of these new services?
I know. But, like, you know, these are the gladiators. These are the modern day gladiators. They do despicable things. I don't know what to really tell people. I mean, but in the end, you're right. We're still going to tune in. We're still going to watch, you know, the Super Bowl when neither of our teams are in it.
Well,
so,
it used to be your mom and your dad were your heroes. You know,
that's
now
true.
They want cartoon characters to do that. They want teachers to do it. Sports star, anybody but
who's
no
in
mom
your house?
And dad. Yeah. But that's social commentary. Back
yes.
to sports.
Yeah, that's that. That's why I didn't want to stay on it too long.
Now,
again,
what's going to happen with McDonald?
Oh, Ray McDonald with the 49ers. You know, I don't know. We'll have to, I guess, wait for...
Well, when the...
Well, we know there won't be any videotape of it.
When
it,
the guillotine drops and somebody yells out next, you know, it's a quiet crowd.
You start looking around. I don't know. I don't know. I don't... Like, there's... Nobody's been talking about it because...
Well,
nobody's been talking about it because of Ray Rice.
But these are matters for the courts.
I understand that.
Much like those giant SUVs that catch on fire. They're matters for the courts.
That's right. Now, in a football news, or you know how it relates to football, the Ravens were your surprise pick. Do you, first of all?
Yeah, it is a great rallying thing for the team.
Because my next question was, does,
yeah, if I could pick that all over again, yeah, I'd be all over the Dolphins and the Vikings. Now, of course, next week I'll change again.
Well, that's true.
No, try to steady the ship.
Obviously, you know, that's a pick that you made before all this stuff happened, and
right,
even
and
before
the
season happened.
Cloud forever.
But do the Ravens use this to? Can they use this to an advantage? And will they? Do you think?
Well, the biggest fear is it becomes a distraction. It's not a uniting force. I mean, you know, only Seattle could unite over, you know, somebody's fiance getting beat down.
Right.
I mean, that's hard to do.
Yeah. No, it is. It's very difficult. And now the 49ers just gave LaMichael James his release. Do you think the Ravens pick him? LaMichael James is a running back. He played at Oregon, so they're talking about, oh, maybe the Eagles will pick him up. Do you think the Ravens might give it a shot? I mean, LaMichael James, he pretty much asked for his release because he's like fourth on the depth chart, and he's still pretty young. I mean, he's got some skill and talent. So, do you think?
Well, I haven't seen enough of him, so I don't know. Can he protect the ball? Because a lot of reasons that's why guys don't play.
I think so. I think. He's pretty good. It's just he doesn't have much of a chance. He was out in San Francisco behind Gore, and then
Flacco's
they picked up Hyde.
Going to throw, you know, 50, 60 times a game. I don't think they need a running back.
I know.
So that's a problem.
That game plan again. That Cincinnati Baltimore game was very like they really Cincinnati really had their number. I was very surprised that they went into Baltimore. You know, not that Baltimore's an unbeatable place, but still, I mean, it shows why Cincinnati's won the last a couple division titles the last couple of years and been into playoffs. So good for them.
Can we talk about another division? That's not working out for me.
That's very true. That's very true. Well, let's talk about the games this week. What games do you like this week? You know, we do have a Thursday night game, speaking of Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Or I'm sorry, Pittsburgh at Baltimore on 9/11. And then a full slate of games, and the night game on Sunday night is Chicago at San Francisco, and then the Monday night game is Philly at Indianapolis. I know you were kind of liking that game, Philly at Indy.
Oh yeah, that's going to be very exciting.
That's going to be a big sort of offensive. I mean, the way that Philadelphia really came out of the gate so slow against Jacksonville, I was very surprised in Philadelphia too. Again, not an unbeatable spot to go to on the road, but still a tough one to really take on. I mean, they were really lucky that they had an offense like they do, because Foles was able to pull the game out and bring it back to Jacksonville. I mean, if you're a Jacksonville fan, I'd have to say that you're headed in the right direction based off that.
Well, once they get Bortles a chance to play, but that's... That's for the future.
Yeah. So what games are you looking at? I know you like the games that are...
Well, you know, of all the teams I was to watch, I mean, Seattle, for sure. But that line's 5.5. Now, the Chargers, I think they played in preseason. They ran up a couple hundred yards.
Seattle at San Diego.
Yeah, so I imagine by going to the film and, you know, getting 22 people on the field instead of 11, they should be able to stop them.
That is very true, yeah. So that, yeah, San Diego is a home dog at 5.5, which I guess you have to do, San Diego coming off that tough loss, and then Seattle.
Well, it's a short week, too.
Oh, Who for? Oh, yeah, yeah, for San Diego.
Yeah, so that's a problem. That usually doesn't work out well.
And it's a long week for Seattle because they play, they'll be, have gone 10 days without a game.
Well, yeah, so that's why. So that's good. Well, like every gunfighter, a gambler's looking for an edge.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can take that in consideration.
That is true.
So, yeah, so I'm liking the Seahawks there over the Chargers. Now, that would be unfortunate if they lost two in a row.
Yeah.
Because they're not a horrible team.
No, but I mean the stat is if you go 0-2 to make the playoffs, it's only like a 12% chance you have of making the playoffs.
That's true.
I mean it's tough. True. You have to win at if not the first game, then the second game if you even want.
Yeah. Well, even just losing the first game, it's like something like 54% or whatever.
Yeah, it's tough.
But the Bears are in deep, you know, and Cutler giveth and he taketh away, and that defense, they still haven't played the holes they had last year against the run.
The monsters of Midway, they are not.
That's going to be a 49ers home opener.
Oh, that's going to be. Oh, yeah, that's the new Levi Stadium. The stadium that barely got finished in time. That they're still working out the kinks
of. Right. Now, the Chiefs, that was disappointing. You know, they got ahead of themselves, I think, a little bit last year.
Yeah, you were on that.
Yeah, and then they failed horribly at that.
Yeah, they're going to be at Denver, and they're getting 13. That's a 13-point.
For a divisional game, that's an embarrassment.
Yeah.
You certainly would want to take that 13.
Yeah.
You would think.
I would think. I mean, especially the way Manning, I mean, they were up 24-0 at the half. They only won by 7, but, you know, that's a better offense with Luck than Alex Smith.
True.
You know, against them.
Yeah, I would say, I'm not really interested in that game.
Right. I mean, you got to think that there are a couple good games on the slate.
Well, the Panthers, I owe them an apology. I didn't expect much out of them, and certainly not with that backup quarterback.
No,
and
but
I thought the Bucs would do better, but McCown looks like a guy. That,
no, McCown. No, I don't understand.
He looks like he doesn't have a feel for the game. He doesn't feel the pressure. I mean, that was a ridiculous throw he had. I mean,
He threw it. Yeah, he threw it. And
I mean, we wouldn't do that in the backyard.
Oh, if you didn't see this play, he tried to throw it. It slipped out of his hand behind his head. It bounced off his shoulder pad. He turned around, caught it in his arms, and he tried to throw it again. But it wobbled, and it was an interception, not 10 feet away from him. Not, it wasn't even down the field. It was a screen pass, and they ran it back.
A lesson in what not to do.
Yeah, I don't understand, you know, but that's still Lovie Smith's
first time.
Of course,
he has a juicy contract, and he keeps doing that, and the coach gets fired.
Yeah, exactly. I think you know, the big game, if you're watching it, is Philly-Indy, the Monday night game.
Oh, sure. Philly's going to be the attraction from now till everyone catches up.
Right.
So Chip Kelly's for real.
If you had to take one, because Philly's
defense, the only thing that's going to hold them back.
Philly defense it's terrible. It's awful. You know, that division's weak to begin with, but they're really just their only offense. But that's a 3-point line. Indy is giving 3 at home. If you had to, who would you take in that game?
Well, it's the Colts' home opener, so I like taking teams to home. I mean, I learned last week. I tried to go on the road there with the Saints. Got to watch these home openers.
Yeah,
that's
respect tough.
That power.
Oh, absolutely. It's tough to, you know. I mean, Tennessee was one of the only ones that won on the road. I mean, there were a couple other.
But
Carolina.
The Eagles on that in the dome.
Sure. I mean, that's what Kelly's made for.
Yeah, exactly. That's dangerous.
Yeah. So you like the?
I'm gonna go with the Vikings another time too.
Yeah. Yeah, at home opener against
New
England.
Now that you know, seeing that have they got manhandled and Brady didn't look accurate, and there's a lot of gaps in that game over there.
And Zimmer,
this will be the second road game for Patriots.
That is true. And Zimmer is well, hold on. Now they're playing outdoors, aren't they? Not that it matters. It's September. It's the
Vikings.
Yeah, because they're not in the new stadium yet, and yeah, they're playing at the University of Minnesota this year. So, again, it's not like it's December in Minnesota. It's September. It's still kind of warm, so that the weather won't necessarily be a factor. But
well, it's a Viking home opener, and it's also a NFC AFC matchup. So that's not a divisional matchup.
And I like their coach, Mike Zimmer, who's the former defensive coordinator of the Bengals. He gets his
they showed a lot.
he gets his defenses up and ready to go. So, yeah. Yeah.
Castle's a front runner. The Patriots don't look, they do not look battle tested.
No, not this group. Not this group. It's not the same from what it was.
And the Titans were interesting last week. They were a bit of a surprise.
And they're playing at home against
the Cowboys.
The hideous Cowboys.
Take that show on the road.
Wow, that was a bad
game.
That's
a little unstable there.
That's a bad, America's team is not looking good. They have no defense. And that's what they were saying, that Romo made those, probably made those bad passes in triple coverage and double coverage because he knows how bad his defense is. And it's in his head. He's trying to win the game.
You saw Favre towards the end, right?
Yeah. The gunslinger. Did what he wants.
They start forcing things. So you wonder if the end is near.
I think the end's near for Jerry because he holds on to Garrett. Now, granted, the Cowboys have the last couple of years.
But he can control him.
Right, I know, but at the same time, like this, you forget that for the last couple of years, the Cowboys have needed only to win on the last day of the season to win the division.
That's
the
a giant toy box. What did that cost him? A couple of billion? What a toy box, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. So, but he keeps holding on to Garrett, and he keeps holding on to Romo. One of the two have to go. You know,
so it's not Jerry.
Well, no, but, no, but in Jerry's mind, the one who has to go is Jerry.
Right, right.
But Jerry makes the call, so he chooses because he cut out the middle. Why am I going to pay a middleman, a GM? I'll make the decisions myself. He doesn't know. So, all right. So, which game would you call like your best bet?
Well, I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Seahawks. All right. Seahawks giving 5.5 San Diego home dog. It's going to be tough. So I had a first week of fantasy football down in our league. I'm in second place in the Everyman Sports League. And then on my own personal team, I'm having issues because Ben Tate, the running back for Cleveland, he's out. So I got to try to find a replacement. So that's going to be tough. I'm thinking Ben Tate's replacement, Terrence West in Cleveland. So hopefully...
He looked good.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to pick him up.
Very good.
Hopefully I'll be able to pick him up and win. I was leading until Monday night, and my opponent came through. So that was tough. He had Ryan Matthews in that late game, so I couldn't even see my team lose. Just had to find out about it the next day.
Oh, wow.
So that was tough. And then baseball, it's September, so it's pennant races are coming down. The Yankees are pretty much out of it. The A's are slipping badly. Badly. They got
swept. They shored some things up there, but it didn't work.
Yeah. No.
They tried to get some bats, didn't they?
A couple. They got Adam Dunn, who's a really good hitter, but the problem is Cespedes he's a special player.
And they
You know, they got an ace, but, you know, aces don't hit home runs. I mean, thankfully, Detroit's at least holding on, because I'd hate to see either Detroit and or Oakland out, but I'd like Detroit better than Oakland to see them in. To playoffs, hopefully they'll hold on to it.
No, the Detroit football team looks good.
Yeah, they very much do.
And they really do look like the Saints.
Yeah.
That coordinator up there, and it's interesting.
Yeah. Caldwell. I think he'll do better this time around than he did in Indy.
Now they're gonna be at Falcons, I think.
Detroit, the Lions at Atlanta. That might be a good, you know what?
Well, you know what?
I forgot about that. Detroit's at Carolina, I'm sorry.
Oh, at Carolina, okay. But it's still in the same division.
Yeah.
I'm kind of used to seeing that offense, you know?
That's true.
What is that line?
What, which one? Detroit at Carolina?
Yeah.
Carolina giving 3. So they're...
What do you say there?
I would have to say Detroit. I could see Detroit pulling it out, 28-27.
Reggie Bush has been, he's used to rushing down there?
Yeah. Yeah, he's good at that. But speaking of Atlanta, you want to talk about a really good game. Atlanta at Cincinnati.
Well, I never liked Atlanta as a road team.
No. Outside the dome, it's tough.
But I got to give them respect because they really did a great job.
Well, Cincinnati's giving 5. So
yeah, that's a tough number, that 5.
Yeah. You like 3. 3's a good number for you.
I like 3, yeah. Yeah. 2.5.
There's a lot of good ones like that, so.
Didn't work last week.
No. Well, maybe this week will be different. Well,
the truth is nobody knows.
No. Any given Sunday Is that how it goes?
That's great.
That's right.
That's why we're here.
That's right. Well, Dad, thanks very much for joining me this week.
That was fun.
I appreciate it this week. And thanks very much. Take care. Andrew, take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.